We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now to talk about what he has seen through the first couple of days, keeping in mind that position players, most of them, aren't arriving until the 16th. Covers the Birds for MLB.com. He is Joe Trezza. Joe, good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Doing all right, man. Now, we were talking earlier. John Means, we know what he did last year, breaking out, surprising in spring training, made the trip north, wound up getting to the All-Star break, talking about who the John Means of 2020 could be, and talking a lot about David Hess, who we have seen. I mean, we've actually heard of David Hess. John Means came out of nowhere, unless you're a diehard follower of the Orioles farm system. What did Hess do this offseason that maybe could put him on track? Maybe not to be an all-star, but to be someone that pitches every fifth day and doesn't give up a lot of home runs every time he pitches.
Well, it's funny that you link Means and Hess because they're good friends, and Hess actually went to the same off-season training facility this winter that John Means did last winter. The facility is called T3. It's in St. Louis, and they do a lot of biomechanical stuff, and they craft workouts that really fit individual body types, and they really sparked John Means's breakout last year. That was the place where he added about 3 or 4 miles an hour on his fastball, where he developed his changeup that ended up being his best weapon in the major leagues. And so Hess saw that, you know, up close and personal last year, and he asked Means, you know, what did you do? And he tried to do it also, because it was obviously a pretty disappointing 2019 for David Hess. So he traveled to St. Louis and he consulted with the same facility, and they kind of created an entire off-season homework plan for David Hess. And then he took their program remotely from his home in South Carolina, and he was able to work out, do their drills, send back slow motion videos, and receive kind of feedback from the instructors there, and also from Oriole coaches that he was in contact with throughout the winter. So there were some mechanical adjustments, some delivery adjustments, some mindset adjustments, and David Hess hopes that is kind of the next step for him to kind of stick and make his mark in the majors.
1-10 last year, whip over .150, earned run average over .700, 28 homers allowed in only 80 innings pitched. Put your leather couch on, if you don't mind, Joe Trezza. How shaken was he after last year? He pitched great in his first start, and it was all downhill from there.
Yeah, I think he spent the summer searching for answers, and I think that's why he consulted in his friend and teammate John Means, and he kind of got out of his comfort zone this winter and tried something different. And, you know, you see a lot of guys doing that across the majors. They're seeing examples of guys who have had success trying some, you know, more modern approaches to off-season workout programs and consulting with data, unlike they had previously. And David Hess, you know, basically said, this might be able to teach me something about myself that I didn't know. You know, he worked with Edgertronic cameras this winter, like they did in spring training with the Orioles last year and the way that they are now. He worked with some Rapsodo devices, which the Orioles did not have last year and are supposed to now. And, you know, he sought feedback from a few different voices on top of the ones that he trusted within the organization. So I think the motivation for that was plain to see. And now the question is, will it be enough for him to open eyes this spring? Because his path to the opening day roster is kind of unclear. You know, the Orioles aren't really sure if he's a starter or a reliever at this point. All that stuff is kind of going to shake itself out in the next few weeks. But he's throwing his first bullpen now, and that's really what spring is about. It's about new beginnings. It's about adjustments. It's about coming in and kind of switching the narrative.
Now, speaking of new beginnings, was there anybody that, like, when you saw them the first time physically, you're like, whoa, he really changed his body around, or, oh, he added a few pounds, got a little chunkier, or, oh, he looks in great shape. What did it look like to you?
Yeah, I'm not sure if there were any drastic examples of that yet.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like, we're still at the point where not everybody has reported. But I will say that Dwight Smith Jr. has shaved about 10 pounds off. He focused on nutrition and flexibility this winter with an eye toward increasing his mobility and staying on the field more. If you remember last year, he had a few soft tissue lower body injuries,
right,
and he was trying to avoid those. So he came in a little slimmer. But for the most part, I wouldn't say there are any drastic differences. Austin Hayes kind of tried to lean down a little bit also. Mostly guys who have had injury history in the past and who have reported to camp having added strength in the past have kind of gone in the other direction, looking to get leaner, a little more mobile, and looking to stay on the field more.
Joe Trezza covers the Orioles for MLB.com. Here on Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We're going inside the warehouse with Joe. Now, pitchers and catchers are there, as we know. Position players will be there officially on the 16th. Let's talk about the infield. We know that Jose Iglesias is going to be the shortstop. Give us an idea what the competition is going to be at third base. We're assuming Chris Davis is going to at least start the season as the first baseman. Where does Hanser Alberto fit in the whole scenario here?
Yeah, I think the Orioles infield is actually pretty set in stone compared to the pitching side of things. I think the outfield is pretty set in stone and the infield is pretty set in stone. If everybody stays healthy, the way things are right now. So, right, they have Jose Iglesias penciled in as shortstop. I agree with you. I think Chris Davis is penciled in at first base, at least for the time being. I think they're going to give Rio Ruiz another long look at third. And I think Hanser Alberto is the everyday second baseman after his breakout season a year ago. Look, I think there's going to be some competition for a utility role for either one or two bench spots, because remember, there is the 26th man now. So rosters have an extra spot every day. And I think that Richard Urania we'll compete for that. Ramon Urias, who the Orioles just claimed off waivers, Pat Valleca, Richie Martin. You know, the competition's going to be there. It's going to be for the bench roles, the utility roles. Dilson Herrera is supposed to be in camp. He's probably going to get a look at third base, former big Mets prospect, hit 25 home runs in AAA last year. But I think that if Rio Ruiz has a decent camp, he's the everyday third baseman. And I think Hanser Alberto has a spot shored up. So I don't think there's that much competition on the infield. In the outfield, I think Anthony Santander has to nurse a little bit of a shoulder injury from last season. But if he's healthy, he's the opening day left fielder. Austin Hayes, if he stays healthy, plays center. And Trey Mancini is penciled in right. So I think there's a way more stability on the position player side of things than there was a year ago. That is, of course, assuming everyone stays healthy and on the field.
Now, Joe, for Brandon Hyde, year two, would he be more inclined, if there is a battle at whatever position, to go with the glove over the bat? Because we did see the Orioles beat themselves a few times last year, which drove him crazy, as you know.
Yeah, I mean, look, last year the focus was on fundamentals all spring, and the defense, especially in the middle of the field, did let them down at some points over the season. There was a lot of inexperience there. And this year, I think the signing of Jose Iglesias kind of nullifies that a little bit. He's really going to be a stabilizing force in the infield. And frankly, it kind of begins and ends with the pitching, right? Orioles pitchers gave up a major league record number of home runs last year. They didn't exactly keep the ball on the ground very much. I think if they do that more this year, the presence of Iglesias, the presence of Hayes in center field, and Alberto, who was actually an above-average second baseman defensively, a lot of these new metrics that have come out lately from StatCast, he rated really well at second base and third also. So I think the whole defense is going to improve, especially up the middle, but it really begins and ends with the pitching.
You notice any difference in Hyder this year compared to last year's first year?
Yeah, I think him and Mike Elias and the remaining the holdover coaching staff just kind of has a better feel with a little more familiarity with these guys, with the facility, with how they want camp to run, with what they're looking for out of camp. And I think that's kind of a natural byproduct of just being here the second year. You know, if you remember last year, camp broke February 10th or something, and Hyde was only hired on December 20th. He hadn't even been on the job more than 2 months at that point. And Elias had barely been on the job for 2.5 months. So it really came quickly. Last offseason was kind of a blur for all these guys, just wrapping their arms around the details of the new organization they were in. this year they can reflect, they can lose some tension in their shoulders a little bit, they can relax, and they kind of have a better feel for how they want everything to run and what they're looking for out of these guys. That being said, there's 67 players in camp. It's a humongous camp, and there are a lot of T's to cross and I's to dot. So they're certainly busy, and it's starting to kick into full swing right now.
Joe Trezza covers the Orioles for MLB.com. He's in Sarasota with pitchers and catchers. Joe, we appreciate the time. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.